It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. We're Joe-less today. He did something to his back.
He did.
He couldn't even play kickball, so we know it's got to be bad.
This is true.
It's Chris and Gianna. We're 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Have you seen Beetlejuice yet? Because Gianna just saw it.
I did, and I had a little bit of an altercation at the movie theaters.
Altercation?
I was so annoyed. So I'm sitting at the movies, right? And it's my boyfriend and I. We're sitting in our chairs. And you know how you're kind of like assigned seats when you go to the movies because it's the recliners?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there. I'm sitting next to a mom and her daughter. And I'm like, oh, how cute. Like on a little date. Love it. They did not stop yapping the entire damn movie.
How old was the child?
Like
young?
11.
Oh, but not that young.
No. And so they yapped the entire movie. They were like, that's funny. Did you see that? Did you see the costume? I saw that at Spirit Halloween. Finally, like three quarters of the movie, like through the movie, I turned and I went, shh.
You did?
I did. It was so annoying. We're all seeing this movie for the first time. Why are you yapping?
Yeah, but you don't do that, though.
I think because I paid, I kind of had the right to go, shh. I didn't say, hey, shut up.
Not everybody is silent in the movies.
No. When I tell you it was constant conversation.
So they just talk through the whole thing.
There was not one scene where they weren't chatting. And it was loud. Like, it wasn't just whispering and it's not like because I was just sitting next to them. There were people from rows in front of us, like, looking up because you could hear them through the whole theater.
I think that, I don't know if I would have told them to shush. I don't know what you're getting into then.
It took me a whole, like, hour and 15 minutes to go, hey, shh.
What was their reaction to you?
They didn't even, like, turn or anything. They just, like, looked at me and turned away. I was like, hello.
You're lucky that's all they did.
Nicole?
What if she got up and said, you want to go? And hit you in the face.
I would have been ready. I would have been ready. I was that mad at that moment. I would have been ready.
You would have gotten, oh, Gianna.
No, I was ready at that point.
No, there's so many other things that you can do besides what you did.
Then what? What do I say? Hey, could you please simmer down?
No, you don't say anything.
Chris, I paid, it's like $20 to go to a movie now. It's like rich people stuff.
You could get up and go to another seat. That's very passive aggressive.
But it's my assigned seat. I picked my seat.
Halfway through the movie, if there's empty seats, go take one of those.
But the only open ones were like in the first row. It was a packed theater. Why should I have to go suffer in the first row?
Then what about going and getting one of the movie theater people and telling them, like, pretend you're going to get popcorn or something.
Well, now I'm going to miss the movie because I have to deal with these ignorant people.
You know what?
No, let me tell you, I felt like such a Karen. Like, I get it. I understand. I know. But at the same time, I was like, I have been waiting for this movie to come out for like a year. I'm sitting here. I'm in my Beetlejuice t-shirt. I have my Beetlejuice limited edition Fanta from the soda machine.
Totally,
like,
a vibe.
I just wanted to watch the movie.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody is telling people to shush at the movies.
Well,
I could be wrong. Let's open the phones. So what do you do when somebody's being too loud at the movies? And listen, if you ever worked at a movie theater, can you call us right now too and tell us like how you dealt with this or how people should deal with this? Because I is ready to like start a fight in the movie theater.
Ugh, I'm so annoyed.
Gianna,
I can't.
You're not the only one in the theater.
Yeah, then tell the person who sat next to me who wouldn't stop yapping during Beetlejuice that.
It's Chris and the crew. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Just the girls this morning. Joe hurt his back. He's at home whining, I'm sure. So Gianna went to see Beetlejuice. This mom and this daughter, it's not like they're a bunch of teenagers who are being obnoxious.
No. They were sitting there yapping. And like
talking about the movie
and other things. It was like, how was school today? They were like, how was school today? Was it good? What did your teacher do? Lady, the movie's on. It's been 45 minutes, okay? Why are we talking about school? You can yap about that later.
So what did you do?
I went, shh. And they looked at me and then turned away. And they kept on yapping.
You're lucky that's all they did was look at you and turn away.
I was ready for a fight. Like, I really was.
Oh, Gianna.
I was so annoyed in that moment. I was ready to go if need be.
There's so many other things that you could have done. You could have gone to get a movie theater attendant.
I'm not missing the movie because of some obnoxious people.
All right, let's go to the phones. Madison in Bordentown is on the line. Madison, what do you think she should have done here?
I'm telling you, I had the same situation, and opening your mouth nowadays gets you kicked out of the theaters because you can't speak your mind anymore. People are too soft.
Wait, so did you do this and you got kicked out?
Yes.
No.
See, I told you.
Madison, I love you, though, for that.
I told you, though. Just chill out.
You can't sometimes. Pay good money. It's a lot of money to go to the movies.
If you would have gotten kicked out of the movie theater, I would have laughed so hard.
No, I would have caused a scene.
Oh, my God.
I would have caused a scene.
Let's go to Melissa in Huntington Valley. Hey, Melissa.
Hi.
What do you think she should have done?
I think she did exactly what she should have done, and I think those people should have been shamed into walking out because they're obnoxious and annoying.
I don't know if they were purposely trying to be obnoxious and annoying.
Maybe, self-aware.
Well, okay.
You have to have some self-awareness if you're literally in a movie theater, because you wouldn't be doing that at a Broadway play, right?
Right. You know what? That's a good point.
Good point. All right, let's go to Nikki in Jackson, because Nikki worked at a movie theater. Hey, Nikki.
Hi.
Did people come and get you and say, hey, these people are talking, can you take care of it?
Not really, but we used to have to monitor. They don't do it anymore. We used to have to walk up and down the aisles because back then you weren't allowed to put your feet on the seat. We had to make sure that people were like, you know, so if they were talking, we would flash our flashlight to them. I don't remember anybody ever coming, but I would have done the same thing. I would have shushed them. And if I get kicked out for shushing someone, then there would have been a problem. I would have been on the
opposite. Right. You know what, Nikki, though? They really should bring back those theater monitors.
Yes.
Yes.
They really should. Maybe it's an employee shortage thing, which happens everywhere now.
Because now you have like assigned seats and stuff, so they don't really worry about, you know, like people doing it. Plus back in the day, people used to sneak in their alcohol and we had to monitor all that kind of stuff,
Nikki,
too.
Nikki, back in the day, Gianna had some with her.
I did not have anything with me. I did not.
All right, let's go to Juan in Trenton. Hey, Juan, what would you have done?
What's up? Good morning. I'm actually cracking up over here that Chris isn't, like, as offended as Gianna. Because I paid good money to see this. The only thing is, before telling them to shush, I definitely would give them that, like, death stare, like, yo, stop talking or I'm burning this place to the ground.
No, I'm serious, though. Like, I kind of felt that the other day. I was so annoyed.
You know what, Gianna? Maybe it's because I'm a mom that kids talking is just a part of my daily routine. So maybe it wouldn't bother me as much as it bothers you.
No, look, this is the thing.
No, I'm being serious. Like,
no, and I get that, but I have patience for that. It wasn't like the kid was having a bad time and they were screaming and crying. I would have had actually more patience for screaming and crying than the mom, like, getting up and calming the kid down and then coming back or whatever the case may be.
Right.
They were just talking and talking and
like
talking.
Disregarding everyone else.
They were talking about what they were getting for dinner. I was like, I don't care that you're going to Qdoba after this. I want to know what's going on with Michael Keaton on the screen. I don't care about your life.
Oh my God. So we found out what the drink of the like fall cocktail is, right? The drink of the season. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. 7:29. It's Chris and Gianna, just the girls today. Joe hurt his back. He's not coming in.
So apparently, if you're trying to like get trendy this fall, you're supposed to order an apple cider old fashioned.
Old fashions are having a minute. And you know what's funny about old fashions?
Ugh.
My parents drank old fashions my entire life. It's kind of like the retro, like it's coming back.
Yeah, like dirty martinis
and
stuff like that.
You know, it's having a minute again.
I don't like old fashions. I don't do the whole whiskey thing. I'll do whiskey mixed in things. But I'm
and
not
this is
just
giving
gonna,
it like a little fall, like apple flavor.
Yeah. So they basically are just putting apple cider in an old fashioned and then they garnish it with cinnamon sticks and apple slices.
I'm here for it.
I'm not.
I like it.
I'm not just a whiskey person. You really have to be. It kind of limits you.
There's like
you know what
bitters
I mean?
In it. I know like yeah. A lot of the times you can throw like an orange slice in it, so
right,
they're
like the
substituting
peel.
The apple for the orange.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like this is a drink that not everybody can enjoy. So I can't stand when people do this where it's like, oh, this is the fall cocktail. I would never recommend somebody go into a bar and it's like, oh, what should I have? And I say, oh, a dirty martini with blue cheese olives because
yeah,
that's what
a
I
choice.
Like.
I know.
You know?
No, but I feel like the old fashioned's more of a universal, no?
I don't know. I just feel like it has such a strong flavor.
It does.
Where it's like, it's not just a vodka crayon where it's kind of safe. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the safest thing is like a vodka lemonade.
Or vodka crayon could actually be, well, cranberry is more like holiday-ish, I guess.
I would
more
count winter-ish. It. I would count it as fall.
I'll drink one of those anytime.
Yeah.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, here we go. It's time for Can't Beat Chris. Chris, how you feeling today?
Feeling okay.
Okay, just okay?
Feeling good. Got a win yesterday, so.
Lindsay's in Hamilton. She's going to take you on today. Lindsay, how are you feeling today?
I'm pretty good. This is my first time playing, so I'm excited.
Oh, she's a virgin.
Okay.
Can't Beat Chris virgin.
Thank you for clarifying. Thank you for clarifying. Oh, my gosh. All right, Lindsay, we're going to kick Chris out of here. Chris, say goodbye to Lindsay.
All right, I'll be back.
We're going to give you some privacy, Lindsay, and then when Chris comes back, she'll answer the same three questions you're about to answer, and we'll see who gets more right, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First question. Bruno Mars is suing Miley Cyrus for her song copying sections of Bruno's When I Was Your Man. It also won her her first Grammy this past year. Name that Miley Cyrus song.
Oh, Flowers.
You want to lock in Flowers?
Yeah.
All right, question two. Reality star Mike the Situation announced he's opening his own addiction and mental health treatment centers. What show did he star on MTV?
The Jersey Shore, baby.
You want to lock it in?
Yeah.
Let's do it. And final question for you, Lindsay. Taylor Swift was spotted in New York City with Gigi Hadid. Name any Taylor Swift album.
Oh, 1989.
You want to lock in 1989?
Yes, I'm not a Swiftie. Pretty sure that's right, though.
We will see. We're going to call Chris back into the room. Can't Beat Chris, powered by Legoland Discovery Center Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning. Info and tickets at philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com. All right, Chris, you ready for your questions?
I'm ready.
Lindsay's sitting pretty in Hamilton. All of her answers are completely locked in. We'll see how she did. First question for Chris. Bruno Mars is suing Miley Cyrus for her song copying sections of Bruno's When I Was Your Man. It also won her her first Grammy this past year. Name that song.
It's Flowers.
You both said Flowers and you're both correct. Moving on to the second question. Reality star Mike the Situation announced he's opening his own addiction and mental health treatment centers.
Love this.
What show did he star on MTV?
I'm watching the new season right now, Jersey Shore.
You both said Jersey Shore and you're both correct.
Yes.
Coming down to this final question.
I'll tie it up.
Taylor Swift was spotted in New York City with Gigi Hadid. Name any Taylor Swift album.
Oh, Red.
So Chris said Red, Lindsay said 1989. You guys are both correct, which means...
Look at that.
Today ends in a tie, but Lindsay, that ties do go to the house. So.
Yeah, but you don't have to say the phrase of shame, though.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, you did really good.
Take that as a win today, Lindsay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just for playing with us, you got a pair of tickets to see Callum Scott, The Secret of Us tour at the Fillmore in Philly on October 10th.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Hang on the line, Lindsay.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Mama Kelsey was walking the red carpet at Travis's first movie project, Grotesquery. You know how he's been filming this?
Yeah.
And they just had the New York City premiere of it, so Donna was there. And reporters were asking her, obviously, about Taylor. And she revealed that she thinks that they're the perfect match. She said, he's a good guy. He really is. He's good. She like gushed about her son. He's kind. He's generous. And then she said, and from what I understand, so is she. Meaning Taylor. Which is an interesting statement. So is she. I don't think she spent a lot of time with Taylor.
Yeah, I just don't think about it, though. Like, how could they spend that much time besides football games, really, together and maybe
no
a dinner?
There's no QT in that box. They're watching the game. They're screaming. They're yelling. They're drinking. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Like, there's not.
So interesting. She likes them together, and she likes how happy her son is, and she thinks they're both kind.
That's good.
So, perfect match. So, some singer named Jaguar Wright claims that Diddy is raising money by selling tapes of his freak-offs, you know, those sex parties.
Oh, my God.
On the dark web.
I can't.
And apparently he just unloaded one for like $500 million. Remember, he's got all kinds of people still working for him, even though he's in jail.
I know, but that should be illegal.
Supposedly, there are some major celebrities in the video. Nicki Minaj, Justin Bieber. I know he's freaking out right now. Drake, Rihanna, Chris Brown.
It's just really sad that I think a lot of these people don't get me wrong, not everybody's innocent, but I think Diddy is obviously the most at fault.
Yeah.
And then some of these people were really taken advantage of. Like, I really truly believe that Justin Bieber was totally taken advantage of.
He was young. He was hanging with Diddy. Yeah, he was like a teenager, right?
Yeah. I mean, not that it makes, like, if anything bad happened, right? But I just feel bad for Justin Bieber in this.
So for the record, though, this singer, she didn't accuse any of the stars of doing anything illegal. They were just at the party.
Ugh.
I know Khloe Kardashian's been talking about what she saw and said, ugh, weird. So then there was a whole other list of celebrities that these websites are starting to post pictures of these white parties that Diddy had over the years. Now, these are different from the freak offs. I mean, these are kind of like high profile.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying they were completely innocent either, but they were more normal parties than the freak offs. I mean, Sarah Jessica Parker, Matthew Broderick. Their pictures are starting to surface. Leonardo DiCaprio, like I said, the Kardashians, Paris Hilton, Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Like people like Regis Philbin.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart. Like Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, see, it's kind of hard to know where the line is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. And who is teasing a collaboration with Beyonce? Levi's. Which is no surprise, right? She's got the song Levi's. So the jean company posted this silhouette of Beyonce riding a horse. And it is, a lot of people say, well, is that her? They tagged her. So mm-hmm. It's her.
Right.
And the caption is introducing a new chapter. So I definitely think we're going to see some kind of collaboration soon. I love it. All right, there's the scoop.
94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
It's not his your job.
I want to be like doing my job.
It's what's my job?
All right, Lindsay's on the phone. Let's bring her on and say good morning. Hey, Lindsay.
Good morning.
So where are you from, Lindsay? What town?
Levittown, PA.
Okay, she's from Levittown. All right, so you know the deal. You're going to tell us your salary for the year, which is always so weird, right? Who talks about their salaries?
Right.
But anyway, you're going to tell us your salary, and then we're going to try to get some clues for our listeners, and then they're going to hopefully guess what you do, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so how much do you make a year, girl?
$6,000.
Six?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to ask the first question. Is this a part-time job?
No.
What is it?
Yes.
It's a part-time job.
Okay. Is customer service a big part of your job?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Yes.
Do you work this job from home?
No.
Is this like a typical 9-to-5 job?
No.
I was going to say, it can't be, right?
I don't think
so. Not for part-time. All right. Well, geez, we didn't get you very many clues.
No.
All right. So she's laughing at us. All right, Lindsay, hang on the line for a second and we're going to open the phones, see if they can guess what you do. And then we'll come back and get the answer from you in a few. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Oh, she kept to it. She's like, yes.
This is kind of hard.
The yes or no questions.
And it's hard when we're trying to guess something. So I have no idea.
I would say this is a decent job if it's just like a side hustle, just part-time, and she's making $6,000 a year.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's a good extra chunk of change.
Huh, but I'm kind of baffled, though. So what do you think she does? Give us a call right now. So I'm doing What's My Job here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's just the girls this morning, Chris and Gianna. Joe's got a bad back. So this is an interesting one. I would say this is the lowest salary we've ever had.
Right. So which makes you think, what could it be?
Yeah, we have PST listener Lindsay in Levittown tell us she makes $6,000 a year. Six.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
It's big on customer service. She doesn't work at home. She goes somewhere to do the job. And it's not a typical 9-to-5.
I'm kind of stumped, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I kind of am too. Let's go to the phones. A lot of people calling in. Pat in Lambertville is on the line. All right, Pat, what do you think she does?
I think she delivers DoorDash.
Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a really good guess.
That's a good guess.
All right, let's go to Lindsay in Hamilton. What do you think, Lindsay?
I think she's a small business owner, and maybe she made more on the business, but her profit was only $6,000 last year.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with that.
That's smart. That's a good way to put it.
Let's go to Samantha in Flemington. Hey, Samantha, what do you think?
I'm thinking maybe she's a cafeteria worker or a food service worker at like a school.
Oh, that's a good guess.
She would only make $6,000 though? Isn't that a full-time job? Or no, maybe it's not.
No, it's part-time. They don't work weekends or holidays or spring break, summer break. Oh, so that's a good chunk out of the year.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
I see where you're going with that. God, I praise. These are really good guesses. I know. I was coming up blank.
Me too.
All right, let's go to Mary in Upper Moreland. Hey, Mary.
Hi.
What do you think her job is?
I think her job is a part-time bartender.
Oh, a bartender.
Oh, another good one.
That's a very good guess.
Oh, we should have asked tips. That's what we should have asked. We're down a couple of questions today because Joe's not here.
Right.
I feel like we got kind of ripped off.
We did a little bit.
You know what I mean?
Let's go to the PSD app chat, see what people are saying. Sheree in Princeton said maybe a babysitter.
Yeah, we heard that too.
I'm seeing an app chat from Ewing that says dog walker.
Oh.
I am seeing a lot of DoorDash, Uber Eats, stuff like that. I'm also seeing, let's see, we got an app chat from Bristol that says maybe she's an Uber or Lyft driver. So that kind of goes with Uber and DoorDash, I guess.
Okay, I wasn't thinking that way, but now it makes sense.
This is a really good one. Lisa and Millstone and May in Pittsburgh both said maybe she resells things on eBay or Facebook Marketplace. Mm. Maybe that's like her little side hustle.
All right, you know what? Let's bring her back on because we still have to guess, and then we're going to get the answer. All right, Lindsay, first let me ask you, and only say yes or no. Don't tell me specifics. Did anybody guess it so far?
Yes.
Oh, then okay. I was going to say Instacart shopper, but I'm not going to say that then. I'm going Uber driver. What do you think, Gianna?
I really like what Samantha in Flemington said. I think I'm going to do like cafeteria worker. I think that made the most sense in my brain to me.
Okay, Lindsay, it's time to reveal. What's your job?
Part-time bartender.
Look at that.
Mary in Upper Moreland got it.
Wait, so when do you work? Just the weekends or...
It would be Tuesday nights or Thursday nights or Thursday nights and Saturdays. It depended on, because there are so many bartenders, so it depended on the schedule.
Man, you make $6,000 a year working 2 days a week. That's pretty good.
That is good.
Yes.
Where's your bar? Do you want to give us a shout out? Maybe we can come see you sometime?
It was VFW 491.
There you go. All right. Thanks for calling.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Maybe I'll get a job as a bartender.
I know. I've thought about it.
Only a couple days a week?
Kind of fun.
That's pretty good. Do you get free drinks?
Are you allowed
to
drink?
Do you just get to drink?
I don't think you're allowed to drink.
You're not at all allowed to drink?
John Taffer would say no on Bar Rescue.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, coming up at about 8:30. Oh my God. So which fun fall activity has been voted the worst? I don't know if I agree with this. We'll fill you in.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
Fall time activity. Because apple picking has just been voted the worst.
This is so dumb.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with this.
Me
I kind of like apple picking. Although I have to say, I like pumpkin picking better than I like apple picking. But, and they gave a whole bunch of reasons why they say it's so bad. You're doing the work, like picking the apples. Okay, really? That's that much work? There's rotting fruit all over the ground. That may be the case.
And I get that, but there's also, that's happening when you're pumpkin picking or going to a fall farm. It's always that way.
Everything's dying. It's going to be the winter soon.
Yeah, it happens.
Bugs, they say. Okay. You get lost because all the trees look the same.
You're not getting lost at Terhune, okay? Terhune Orchards. Like, come on.
The more apples you pick, the harder it gets, they say, because then you got to lug all the apples around. That is a fair point.
I get that, but
then you're like, wait, how much is this going to be? Because this is so heavy.
So limit yourself.
Mud, if it's rained in the past 24 hours, the crowds on the weekends. Didn't you just say one of your friends is like demanding or is saying he's not going?
So it's funny. We were all talking the other day, all of our friends, and my friend Bryce was like, I'm never going apple picking. It's so dumb. I'm never going. And his girlfriend was like, you're going apple picking.
You're going.
And I was like, if he doesn't go with you, I'm going to go with you and we're going to leave him at home.
They also say the pictures aren't that great because I guess, you know, pumpkin patch pictures are amazing. The colors are bright.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They say the apples, the trees are kind of dying. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's what they say.
This is just ungrateful people not being, they're just not fall fans, I think.
You could take the, okay, so you go apple picking, right? How cute. You're kind of like eating while you're sharing one in the field. Adorable. Like I'm talking about a date at an apple orchard. And then you, there's probably more than one thing to do at whatever farm you're going to. So you wander around.
Yeah.
Maybe you sip some apple cider. I'm sure they have some of that there
I'm
too.
I'm sure.
Adorable, right?
Yeah.
Then you can go home. Peel those apples. You can make an apple pie. You can make an apple crisp.
A cobbler.
Whatever.
Whatever you want to do.
I think it's kind of a cute date.
I think people are just being haters on fall.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So there's a singer called Jaguar Wright who's claiming that Diddy is raising money from jail by selling these tapes of these freak-offs, these sex parties on the dark web. Apparently, he just unloaded one for like $500 million.
It's insane. Why
is he allowed to do that?
No.
Considering these parties were what the charges are stemming from?
Yeah, I don't think he's allowed to do that in general, but it's kind of risky to be doing. Like, he just doesn't care, obviously.
Supposedly, there's some major celebs in the video, too, like Nicki Minaj, Justin Bieber. We've heard he's freaking out about all this. Drake, Rihanna, Chris Brown.
I feel
bad. For the record, she's not saying any of those stars did anything illegal, but I don't think they want to be associated.
I know, and I feel bad for those people because it feels like Diddy is just trying to bring everybody down with him, and it's like, man, you took advantage of a lot of people. Yep. Don't bring people down.
Some websites, too, have been posting pictures of other celebrities going to Diddy's white parties over the years. But I have to say, I think these are a little different. These were, like, pretty high-profile, like, more normal parties compared to the freakouts or freak-offs, whatever they call them. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio's been at those. Matthew Broderick, Sarah Jessica Parker. The Kardashians, Paris Hilton, Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce, Jay-Z. I mean, people like Mariah Carey, even like Regis Philbin has been at those parties and Martha Stewart.
There's so many names going around.
This is really messy. So Donna Kelsey went to the New York City premiere the other night of Travis's first movie project. It's Grotesquerie. She said, well, it's a good thing he's coachable because he's never acted before.
True.
But she says he's always wanted to try it, so she was excited for him. She was asked by one of the reporters, you know, what she thinks about Taylor and Travis. Here's what she had to say.
It's, you know, it's still new. I don't really have any profound, you know, thoughts or anything like that. We just had the best time cheering Travis on.
She spends a lot of time with Taylor besides in that football box.
To be honest, I don't even know if Travis spends all that much time. She's so booked and busy, and it's you know what I mean? It's football season, so.
It doesn't sound like she's really had a lot of QT with her. And that's true. Okay. Like she said, it's still new. It kind of is still new.
It is.
Has it even been a year yet? No.
Almost. I'd say almost. Because she was at the games last year, remember?
Oh,
so
that's
I would say it's probably been about a year because they had to have been dating
in secret.
That's
true. I think it was summertime, right? Like August was probably a year.
It's probably been a year. We just don't know.
Well, she went on to say, you know, he's good. He's kind. She seems kind. So they're a good match together. And Levi's, you know, the jeans company, they're doing a collaboration with Beyonce. Well, they're teasing it anyway. They just posted, we've got it up for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. It's like a silhouette of Beyonce riding horse. And yes, it is her because they tagged her in it. And the caption says, introducing a new chapter. We'll keep you posted. There's the scoop.
Chris and the Crew, 94.5 PST.
Chris and the Crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Just the girls today, Chris and Gianna. Joe did something to his back. He's all in pain and whining. And
sounds like a him problem.
You know how Joe does things.
So you got to hear about this. I was at the liquor store the other day.
Shocking.
Yes, I was picking up some things. And I saw this lady walk in with a chihuahua in her purse.
Like Paris Hilton used to walk around with her dog in her purse.
You are in Mercer County, girl. Like, and it was just a corner liquor store, like nothing special. Why are we carrying our dogs into places that dogs don't belong to?
Every now and then I'll see like somebody with their dog in Target. And I'm like, what is happening here?
Unless.
It's not a therapy dog.
Or a service dog or anything.
Yeah.
It's just a random dog, like. They have a fun little bedazzled chain. Their name is Bella. It's just not like anything. They're not aiding you in everyday life. I just don't understand why people just bring their dogs everywhere.
And did anybody say anything?
No. And it was yapping in the entire time. I was in there for maybe like 5-10 minutes or so. And everywhere you walked in that liquor store, and it's not super big, it was like...
Was it, let me ask you, could it have been the owner's dog?
No. It was a woman walking around buying things, and she had the dog in the purse, and it was yapping.
I think, have we come to the point where people think they can just do anything they want?
I don't know. And you know what? I love dogs.
I love dogs too.
I am such a dog person. Such a dog person.
I wouldn't say I'm such a dog person, but I love my dog.
See, I'm such a dog person. I love everybody's dogs, but I just don't think that we could just bring our pets everywhere. It just causes a lot of chaos. I literally just wanted to run out of the store.
What chaos did it cause you in the liquor store?
It was so loud. Like, I just don't understand why people just have no self-awareness. Nobody's self-aware enough to be like, oh, my dog's yapping. I should probably go put him in the car with the air conditioning on.
Just grab your bottle of wine and get yourself on out of there.
Yeah, that's what that person should have done.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.